Michigan State University's Broad Art Museum is opening a new exhibit on Friday. It's called Pattern, Follow the Rules. And for curator of contemporary art, Allison Gass, it's her first big exhibition since arriving at the Broad. She told WKAR Scott Pohl that Pattern, Follow the Rules was inspired by the Zaha Hadid design of the Broad Museum building.
People constantly talk about the facade of the Broad Art Museum as being a feat of digital engineering. And it really is this extraordinary pattern that's created through an architectural engineered method. These pleats of steel that form this repetitive pattern over the front of the building, or every side of the building, really. And because of the reflective surface, they also really change. The visual experience of being here changes as the seasons change, as the time of day changes. So I was really interested in this idea of optical effects created through rigid engineered pattern. And this was something that I was seeing all over the contemporary art world recently, this idea that artists are really returning to pattern. Pattern has been kind of thought of as just decorative, as not something that is in the realm of fine art. But artists are really using it, and they're using it in a new way. So this exhibition, Pattern, Follow the Rules, redefines a notion of pattern, not so much as a decorative form, but as more like a computer pattern or a mathematical pattern. It looks at artists who are making systems for themselves, setting up rules or structures that they follow, and the result is these richly patterned forms, paintings, fabric tapestries, sculptures. You're going to see all of that. And each of them has some exciting optical effect to it. And very much, again, like the building. There's an optical effect when you see it. All the work in the show has an interesting optical effect to it.
You've shown me a few of the pieces, and it reminds me of what was a thing for a while. Fractals were very popular for a while. Maybe not as art or contemporary art as much as on album graphics and that sort of thing. Exactly. Is there something to that notion?
Yeah, fractals are really an iterative form. So this idea of something that regenerates, or forms that repeat and repeat and repeat. And so that is very similar to this. Every work in the show has a repetitive process to it. Some of the works have repetitive forms. Some of them just have a repetitive process that's evident. But it really is this idea of a very thoughtful, very long-term process that goes into each of the works in very different ways. So, for example, you'll see this beautiful string drawing by an artist named Allison Schatz, she generates a visual representation of a mathematical sign system, pounds little nails into the wall, and then strings white thread across them to create this incredible effect that almost looks like a line drawing in space, and the shadow and the string collapse, and you can't quite fix your eye on it in different ways. So that'll be a 60-foot long installation that she does here. We have a great tapestry by the artist Pei White, which is images of reflective things and objects from her studio that she photographs and scans into a computer, are then woven into a giant 80-foot tapestry that from a distance looks like you're looking at a reflective image. When you get up close, it's totally fooled your eye, and it's just matte fabric that's tightly woven to create all of this. And then there are some really wonderful paintings by the great painter Rudolf Stengel, who kind of, to me, pioneered this idea of working with pattern. He makes representational paintings that look almost like wallpaper, but they're very rich and lush. And then a series of younger artists who I think are inspired by that, who are creating a kind of new abstraction.
Were these existing pieces that you found to fit the theme of this exhibition? Were some of them commissioned for this exhibition?
It's a great question. It's a really big combination of both. So a lot of this is work that I've been seeing recently. Some of these artists are artists that I have worked with before, who are some of my real favorites and have come into their own, I think, in a lot of ways. The two major commissions are the Allison Schatz string drawing that I mentioned, and a wonderful piece by the artist Teresita Fernandez, who's an extraordinary artist, recently was awarded the MacArthur Genius Grant. She's on President Obama's NEA Advisory Committee. She will install an enormous piece in our big atrium gallery that will kind of float almost like a cloud. It's called The Night Sky, and it's the plastic covering of fluorescent light bulbs, believe it or not, in different colors that she adheres with a chemical so they appear to kind of float together and then suspends in different layers in space. So as the sunlight comes into that gallery, the tubes are kind of pink and purple and gray, and the light the ambient light around there really almost feels like a sunset or a sunrise taking over. So that piece will be really wonderful. So those are the two big commissions. A couple of other pieces have been made specifically for the show. Pei White is doing also a hanging mirror mobile, which is really very beautiful, that she had to remake specifically to fit our ceiling and our slanted ceiling height. And two of the painters in the show have made paintings specifically for the work. So I feel it's a great combination of, it's all work made since 2007. But then some pieces made specifically. And I also want to mention that there are two wonderful paintings from the Broad Art Foundation on loan, a painting by Christopher Wool and a painting by Mark Grogen, which we're shipping here from LA. And we're delighted to welcome those here as well.
One thing that strikes me about an exhibition like this is the notion that some people enter a museum of contemporary art and they don't quite get it. They don't understand why this is art. This is maybe entree to that. You can see the beauty in some of these pieces, and it maybe will help you understand other works here at the museum to get a sense for where this fits within the rest of the exhibitions that they see here.
I'm really happy that you said that, because that's very much how I conceived of this show. When, you know, I came to take this job at the Broad at MSU, and I know that a lot of the immediate audience hasn't spent maybe as much time in contemporary art museums as I have, which is a lot of time. To me, this exhibition is very much one that I hope will seduce and excite people and make them feel contemporary art, abstract art, conceptual art, because all the works in the show are abstract and they're all based on an idea, so they're conceptual, but they are also all very beautiful. And sometimes beauty becomes a word that curators don't like to use, but I'm not ashamed of it in this instance. And I think the show is designed very much to be beautiful. And I hope that it will help people come in and find some real pleasure in looking and then be comfortable saying, wow, there's a really interesting conceptual idea behind this project. And maybe once you translate that into other works in the museum that are purely conceptual and have less of a visual quality, it becomes easier to understand. So it's not an accident that this is my first big show and that it's about beauty and visual pleasure in a lot of ways.
How long will it be here?
It will be on view until June 23rd, and after that it will travel to the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver and potentially on to one other venue. So we're sending the Broad show out on the road.
All right, Allison Gass, Curator of Contemporary Art at the Broad Art Museum at Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.